Hello world and welcome back. This is Gary Gobek, Cutica Health, with your host Daman. Today we're looking at the topic, are there different ways of raising male and female children? It's a question. Are there different ways of raising male and female children? Now, the idea that boys and girls are innately different is one that has been in existence for ages. These ideas that boys are from Mars and girls are from Jupiter extend even into the kind of responsibilities we assign to each gender and the expectations society demands from them. Researchers have wondered if the differences between boys and girls stem from biological differences, such as differences in testosterone levels, or from differences in how they were raised. However, it is encouraged that you raise both children similarly with the same values. So I'll share with you quickly some ways to do so. Number one, focus more on individual differences than gender differences. Parents attribute a lot of things to innate differences in boys and girls, but this may not necessarily be so. If you teach them to clean up after themselves, regardless of whether they are boys or girls, they will adopt these ideals and grow with it. While biological differences will influence certain actions, try to look at children in terms of individual differences. I'll share with you a quick example. So, first example, Annie loves doing the dishes because she loves a clean environment. Don't attribute her actions to her being a girl. And then second example, John loves cooking. He says it's relaxing. Don't say, but he's a boy, he shouldn't. Number two thing to do is to treat them like equals. Don't let a male child get away with certain things that a female child would be punished for. Research has shown that parents are more likely to tell female children to be careful when playing roughly, but excuse the action in boys as just being boys. In some parts of the world, male children are still sent to school while their sisters stay home or are only allowed to reach certain levels of education. This creates an aura of inequality that will persist even in adulthood. Assign the same punishment, give the same or similar rewards for achievements, and allow both children the space to explore. Number three, give them the same nurture and care. Boys are regarded as more emotionally reserved than girls. Is this because of their innate nature or how they were raised? Research has shown that actions that encourage relationship building and empathy are used more with girls than boys. Mothers speak and interact with their female children more than their male children, even though boys respond similarly to girls, while dads will roughhouse with boys than girls. Dads are more likely to tell boys to get over sad feelings or failure, but will encourage their daughters to talk about it. Parents are also more likely to read, tell stories, and sing to their daughters instead of their sons. Differences in care can affect how your male and female child behave. Try to give children the same or similar levels of care. In closing, the final verdict remains that while biological differences exist and should be taken into account, boys and girls should be raised with the same core values and care. Don't excuse wrong behavior because the child is male and then punish the same behavior in a female child. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you.
Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.